Here it is, another episode of the Infinite Banter Podcast. What is good? This is Mark Jolliffe, a.k.a. DJ Soundwave. Got my guy Dagga on the show today. We're going to talk about his new album, D.A. to the G, and a few more things as well. Before we do that, in the words of KRS-One, here are some words from our sponsor. Get your eyes right. Do you experience digital eye strain from too much blue light exposure from digital screens? Baxter Blue glasses are not your average frames. These blue light lenses filter 80% of the highest energy blue light, eliminating 99% of glare. The past year, we have all been glued to our devices more than ever. I'm guilty of that. When I'm going to sleep, the lights are off. The kid and the wife are sleeping. I'm sitting here playing on the phone in the dark with this light shining in my face. And it's probably not good for me. Probably a bad idea. As well as watching scary movies before I go to sleep as well. But yeah, it's not a good idea to strain your eyes with these small screens as much as we are. Our exposure to digital light has soared, and our eyes and our sleep are suffering as a result. Baxter Blue is also a force for good and provides a pair of reading glasses for someone in need for every pair sold. This is eyewear built for our digital age, and Baxter Blue is giving our listeners 10% off your next purchase of blue light, sleep, or kids' glasses. Click the link in our show notes for your exclusive discount. This is the sign you've been waiting for to invest in blue light glasses. We know you will love your Baxters, and we know that you will feel the difference. This is the Infinite Banter Podcast. Once again, my name is Mark Jolliffe, sometimes known as DJ Soundwave. Thanks for checking out the show. Got to give a big shout out to my guy, my man 50 Grand, the one and only DJ Real One, who was on the last episode. And if you have not checked out that episode, go back and listen to it. His new album, Direct Flight, is out right now. Check it out on Bandcamp and all streaming platforms. Make sure you check out that album. Easily one of my favorite albums of the year. He's got a couple bangers on there with my guy M. Doc Diego, who, by the way, will be on this show in the next episode. Him and DBTZ from Manzu Beats. They got a new album out, Universal Tongues 2. So we're going to talk about that on the next episode. But yeah, that Direct Flight album from DJ Real One, definitely check that out. Has a lot of bangers on there and some instrumental cuts, so definitely don't sleep. Check out Direct Flight. On today's show, we got my guy Dagga on here from Boston. Got to talk about his new album, D.A. to the G. So many good albums coming out. I mean, it's just hard for me to sound like I'm not legitimately saying these are great albums of the year when they are. But it's just like I keep getting hit over the head with these new albums, and they're all like top shelf, really great. So definitely go check this one out. We're going to play a couple songs from the album on here and talk to Dagga himself about the concept of the album and some of the troubles he had getting this thing made. It's pretty crazy, the stories he tells about it. So definitely stay tuned. We're going to talk to him in a couple minutes. And at the end of the episode, I do want to touch on something. Somebody said to me the other day something about twiddling my thumbs when I wasn't doing something. I want to put to bed the whole notion of what people say when you're at work and you're not doing anything and what they claim you're doing instead. So stay tuned for that. That's at the end of the episode. But as always, follow the show on all social platforms like Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Infinite Banter Podcast. Go to YouTube, type in Infinite Banter, hear clips from past guests, rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts and Podchaser. And you can hear it on all streaming platforms, all digital platforms, like wherever you're hearing it right now. But of course, usual places like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Pod Hero, Pod Knife, Good Pods, you name it, it's there. All right, let's get into it. Let's talk to Dagga, talk about his new album, D.A. to the G, play a couple songs. But before we do that, the show never begins until the one and only, the legend himself, the devastating mic controller, DMC, says this right here.
Yo, yo, what's up? This is me, DMC, the K-I-N-G, the greatest MC in history. And right now, you're listening to Infinite Banter, because we will banter on forever, because this is the only place for all of y'all to ever be. I be Infinite Banter.
All right, you know how we do on the Infinite Banter Podcast. We bring out a music guest. We play a song to introduce you to that artist. So here we go. My favorite song from the album, from Dagga, D.A. to the G. This right here is Resuscitate. I love this song. And every time I play this album, this is one of the songs that I look forward to hearing the most on it. So really a standout joint. This one right here, Resuscitate, off the new album from Dagga, D.A. to the G. And as soon as this song is over, we will hear from the man himself, straight from Boston, talking about this album and much, much more on the Infinite Banter Podcast. Here's Resuscitate from Dagga on his new album, D.A. to the G. Let's go.
My my mind is the weapon. I shine in your section, define my complexion's a dime up in the section. I rhyme by profession, some lesson in imperfection. Design like I'm etching and sketching, house of correction. Got time on my hands, shackles on my feet, chains around my neck, getting whips in the streets. And I'm slick when I speak, rhymes ticks to the beat of the earth's metronome, 432 hertz. It ain't broken, so it works. I don't do it for the perks of the sales of the merch, like I'm sitting on a perch with my nose in the sky as I rest in the nest. Cause the best wanna flex, but they still of the flesh. Pop a pill for the stress, pop a still, pop you with the grill, caught you with the wheel, nothing less. In the sky, scouts of five third eyes could be reversed. Seen the first hand on command, cram, deep rehearsed. Beat the thirst, beat the hunger, over under, freedom first. Lead the fifth, right to bed, like the spare, need to fix. Season ticks with the spring, summer, fall, reasons mix. I used the fresh air, beware this breathing risk. Now breathe, breathe, don't wait. Resuscitate, breathe. Breathe, don't wait. Resuscitate. Breathe, breathe, don't wait. Resuscitate. Breathe, breathe, don't wait. Resuscitate. Steal your breath like cat's eye, overturn and capsize. Get someone a peace of mind, otherwise chastise. The half-truth, the half-lies, quickly flash fry. Reflect the blue sea straight through the black sky. Throw stones and glass house, grow bones that ain't soft. Ring tones that sing songs, be it on like King Kong. Without no days off, don't work, get laid off. Line up the crosshairs, holding one, I play golf. Plea for the old two, mouth to mouth, speak in tongues. Delete the CO2, breathe heat. Through black lungs, WikiLeak, distracts bums. Keep banking in the sheets, watch the beats with track floods. You speak in fact. Son, my pulse is regulated, stimulated in context. Deal direct, insinuated, jogging is nonsense. Now I lay me down to sleep, take over conscious. Autopilot deep, REM in the mosh pits. Increase race per minute, I begin it and rock this. Natural optics, as long as the clock ticks. CPR certified to aid those in need. Keep it green and fresh air like you're glowing on trees. Now breathe, breathe, don't wait. Resuscitate, breathe. Breathe, don't wait. Resuscitate. Breathe, breathe, don't wait. Resuscitate. Breathe, breathe, don't wait.
What up, y'all? This is Acrobatic. You know, I possess the inhuman capabilities, and right now I'm dropping the Infinite Banter with my homeboy DJ Soundwave. Check him out, y'all.
You're tuned into the Infinite Banter podcast. I am DJ Soundwave, and right now I'm joined by an MC from Boston. You've heard him on tracks with Edan and Insight. His new album with producer DJ Real, DA to the G, is out right now. Educator and MC, the one and only Dag, is on the Infinite Banter podcast. What's up, man?
How you doing, brother?
Good, good, man. Oh, yeah. Oh, welcome in, man. Just an honor to have you on. And this album, DA to the G, is just, for old heads like myself, it's perfect. It's right up my alley. Talk about the album, man. The concept and just getting it going.
Man.
Yeah.
Hopefully the younger generation will get him.
Those two, yeah. You know? Yeah, we can't sleep on the young. Yes, please, everybody. 90 years old, 9 years old, all of you. Come grab this album. This album is just great. But for those who aren't familiar, man, let them know, you know, how you came up and how long you've been in the game and everything.
Yeah, man. Well, I definitely appreciate the kind words. Glad you're digging the album. For those that don't know, my name is Dagger, DA to the G. I'm an MC based out of Boston, still in Boston. I came up through various groups, Electric Company, Masters of the Universe, Midnight Shipment, Knights of the Round Table, lots of collabs. Mostly with like, you know, some other Boston heads like Insight, Edan, when he was around the time. And yeah, Cloak and Dagger. And eventually, you know, this whole thing ended up into me being a solo artist, many, many projects and years later. And here I am. I'm also a dad, a husband,
right?
An educator. And yeah.
Those are the titles you're most proud of, I'm sure, because I'm a new dad myself. My daughter's going to turn 2 years old, so I feel you, man. It's great. Man. Yo, thanks, dude.
Is that your first?
Yeah. Might be my last. I'm not sure, because I'm over 40. Like, I'm running around, and it's not easy.
You know, they keep us young though, man. So it's a good thing.
You're right. Yeah, you speak on that for sure, because you know, instead of me just sitting down watching a game or something, I gotta follow her around, make sure she's, you know, doing everything and just keeping up with her. It's been a challenge, but you know, with COVID and everything, I mean, I'm not getting outside exercising like I used to, so this is the next best thing.
Right. Yeah, no, I got twin girls. They just turned 4.
Wow.
In March.
Man.
You know, and my oldest, she's up at Quinnipiac. She just finished her second year up there. So I hit the reset button, man, but I'm definitely, I feel you on that. They keep you active.
Yeah.
They keep you in shape.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I'll ask you about that. You know, so you're, you know, a father and everything, and family life obviously is taking the forefront for you. How has that affected your music? Does it affect the just how you make music? Does it, obviously it affects the content too, but how has that been for you, the transition of being an MC who's also a family man as opposed to single life MC? You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's definitely, I think, the biggest thing for me to, you know, the biggest thing that I had to get comfortable with was just the balance and the balance of time. And you know, someone like me, man, I go into the studio and then I just won't come out. And you can't do that when you got kids that
right.
have needs that need to eat and
there it is.
and basics like that. And then, you know, you have a wife, you know, you can't spend more attention to, you know, the art than your actual life and your family. So you know, and then you have to work and you have to pay bills. So just trying to be an adult and just figuring out that balance was good. But I've always had like an at-home studio where I do all my recordings ever since the divorce, actually. I've been recording out of my studio at the crib. So that's been really helpful as far as me being able to dedicate a certain amount of time each night, each evening, on the weekends, whatever it is. So yeah, it was a process to get there. I've always had the pen to the paper. You know, regardless of if I wasn't that active, I was always writing, because writing is just what I do.
Right.
So, you know, it may not be like 3 months of recording and 3 months like in the studio, but it could be just 6 months of just reading and observing the world and just living life and then just, you know, writing my poems on paper.
Yeah, no doubt. Have the twins heard your music at all? Are they fans yet? What do they think about
that? Listen, they love the DA to the G, man.
There it is.
They know all the samples. They've seen this thing kind of give birth to itself. So it's interesting, like the different parts that they choose to sing or the different parts of the beat. I'm like, wow. Like, they really, you know, some folks may look at that like a negative thing. Like, I'm breeding some like little mini me's or something, but you know, they enjoy the process too, man. They're down in the studio with me playing different keys and scratching on the turntables. And
that's awesome.
They see it all come together. So,
man,
they're fans. They're big fans.
There it is. That's great. That's what it's all about. You know, if you've got them in your corner, the sky's the limit. Now, you know, everything's in front of you and you can just put out these albums, man. And I was reading that, you know, this album here, like, there were some complications getting it made. DJ Reel's hard drive had some issues and, you know, songs took a while to get going. Like, talk about how frustrating that must have been. But I mean, obviously the end result was this album's just great, you know, even with all that backstory. But was it quite a struggle just to get this thing going for a while?
Yeah, it was. It was definitely disheartening once his hard drive went, because we started recording pretty much immediately after Rap Fantastic, which was in 2014, our last release. And we felt like we were cheated on that release because it wasn't really put out underneath the Dagga brand. It was put out underneath the Real Dag Duo. So, you know, when you look in Spotify and you look at my catalog, that album is not connected to all my other stuff. So it was a learning experience, but we were just like, yo, we just need to put something else out.
Right.
You know, we were just being really productive and we were doing stuff independent. And that Rap Fantastic didn't have a physical release. It was just a digital. So we were just like, yeah, we want to do something, but we want to, like, for real this time, just do it right, get it on vinyl. And yeah, we started recording DA to the G. My man Cloak was around at the time and, you know, definitely blessed a few tracks. And then we got the feature with Rusty and, you know, we were like 85, 90% there. And then, Real called me that day with the bad news, and it was super frustrating.
Yeah.
He sent the drive out to UK to there's like 3 or 4 different countries that specialize in like recovery companies, and couldn't recover the files, and then that kind of knocked us down for a few months. And
man,
during the time I was getting married, I was buying a house, I was having twins. It was a lot going on, so I just kind of wanted to give up on it and just start new. But then Real just started reconstructing everything. He went back to the original sources, the original records, and he's just like, "F it, man! Like, we spent so much time on this, like, we have to go back,
right?
And, make it happen." So kudos to that dude, man. My hat's off, because I was just like, "There's no way you're gonna go back and re-chop everything and have it exactly the way it was like before."
I can't even imagine, man, how much frustration, and then just the work to do it twice. There's nobody likes doing something two times after you already did right. it right the first time. It's like, ah. But the end result is, man, this album, like I said at the beginning, is just for the old heads out there, young heads, everybody in between. This is great stuff, man. There's so many songs I gotta ask you about, but yeah, the concept, the whole album, everything that goes behind it, it probably just makes you feel that much more proud of it, because of all you went through, all the trials and everything to get this thing done, and here it is. So salute to both of you guys for putting this thing together.
Thank you, man. Yeah, perseverance for sure is a lesson to be learned for all artists out there. Just gotta stick with it.
And a new hard drive.
right. Seriously.
That's crazy. I got sent to Europe or whatever just to try to figure it out, and they're just like, "Nah, that's not gonna work." That's crazy.
Yeah, and it's like, we had to pay for that. Like, these services where you have to pay, and there's no guarantees, but like, they are supposed to be the best in the best in Canada, or the best in the best in the UK, or wherever we sent it. And we paid each time.
We better not be hearing some similar sounding tracks coming out of those countries. We're going to know what really was up.
Right?
It'd be like some cat in Canada. He's got the same verse and the same rhyme structure and beats. I'm like, oh, you better not.
It's like, wait a minute.
I've never been to Canada. What the hell is this? Man, talking about samples, as an old head myself, Follow Me caught me with the Rakim sample. Of course, I'm just like, oh man, here you go. Right. This is right in my wheelhouse. Talk about that track.
The Follow Me sample?
Yeah. And the song in general.
So it's funny, man. Coke brought the sample to me, to the house. And, it was a little bit off. I actually didn't know where the sample came from, and I don't want to disclose it on the show.
That's okay. Don't worry about it.
Well, no. Yeah. I had no idea what that sample was, and it was a little bit off. And through the mixing process, DJ Real cleaned it up pretty nice. But there was actually a concept that Cloak came with. He was just like, "I got this sample," and, he had this somewhat of a hook with the Follow Me joint, but that was the concept. It was just like something that could possibly go viral on social media, but at the same time, it's just like, this is who we are. Like follow us. Just real simple, no hidden agenda behind it. But both of us are such not big social media people anyway, kind of like an oxymoron type of thing. But yeah, it was all close idea. He came to the table with that.
Man, that's great. And he's on 4 tracks on here, correct?
Yes, sir.
Man, yeah, you guys are just that chemistry. And of course, you guys work together. So obviously, it was natural for you guys to do quite a few songs on here. Another one you guys did together, of course, is Cloak and Daga Joint together. I mean, that one's another banger on here. Talk about that one, too, that's off of this album here.
Cloak and Daga Joint.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And being a comic book fan, I love Cloak and Dagger, the comic book. So, I'm already like on board when I see the title, of course, but...
Yo, well, that joint, when we first reconnected a few years back, because Close in Brooklyn now, that was one of the first songs we did. And it wasn't to that beat. It was to a completely different beat. And, anyone that knows me knows I started with Cloak and Dagger. Like, that was my first stint as an MC in, early 90s and stuff. So I grew up rhyming with him, but we never really released a project. So, we reconnected a few years back and I was working on this album. We just wanted to bring it back to like that old school kind of no hook, fire verses, just feeding off each other, going back and forth. It really just putting a stake in the ground as far as Cloak and Dagger is concerned. It's an introduction to us, but it's also just bringing you back to that era that, you know, where the vibe just kind of originated from, even though you're now being introduced to it in 2021.
Right. And then there's a song you have a video for, the Check Me Out, Y'all. And that one's a really cool way to introduce somebody, I think, to the album as well. Talk about just doing that video and, of course, the song itself.
Yo, the video is probably one of the dopest videos I've ever been a part of, and probably one of the more creative videos, hip-hop videos, or any music.
Well, that operating scene is crazy, yeah.
yeah, and I encourage everyone to check out that video. It was conceptually put together by Vessel Productions, directed by Mike Silva, and he's nice with it. He does kind of commercial, like, big gigs, but he heard the music, and he really wanted to put some visuals together for this introduction to the album. Yeah, and that intro was actually written after the album was done. You know, the album was pretty much set in stone. We just wanted to do like a proper intro for it. DJ Real came up with the beat. He just emailed it to me. And at that time, the album was pretty much done. So I was able to kind of listen to it and reflect a little bit and then kind of do a proper intro to it. And then Real brought in, you know, some live footage when I was touring. And
right.
I think it was like London with like Edon and Insight maybe. So yeah, it was nicely put together. And I really just give props to Mike Silva for putting that video together. It's really like top quality shit.
And the cool thing is, you know, because none of us have been to a live show since, you know, whenever, you know, year and a half, almost 2 years now. Right. So as a listener and I'm hearing it, I'm like, oh man, the live show feel, like as soon as you press play, and it really made me feel like a different time, and actually hopeful too. It was like, man, I hope these days come back. You know, we can go see you or anybody perform. So that's what I liked about the intro. Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like we're on the right track, man.
Right.
You know, fingers crossed.
Yeah, probably my favorite song on the album after hearing it a few times has got to be Resuscitate. I mean, that one I seem to go back to each time. Talk about that song, and, you know, like I said, I think that's one of my favorite bangers on here.
Thank you, man. When I heard that beat, I don't know, something about the horns, just something about the way it was laid out, it just kind of made me breathe different. And then I just kind of ran with that, you know. I feel like Resuscitate is like... there's boom bap out there. Not all boom bap is the same. Not all boom bap got the same vibes. And to me, Resuscitate is something like that I want to hear on the radio. It's something that I want to hear, you know, when I'm flicking through the stations, and it's just like nothing that I could play on the radio because I don't like it, or because it's raunchy and I got kids in the car, or because it's just like, damn, Resuscitate, you know, now it's time for that. And it's also like a metaphor just for anything that you're doing in life. You know, sometimes we just gotta pause and we just gotta breathe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And really just take a moment and you know, everything, there's not any situation or any thing that you cannot resuscitate outside of something that's dead already. So, you know, I kind of just went with that concept, man. Just lyrically trying to, you know, dance around that whole...
Well, that's kind of the theme of the album, too. I mean, with, like you said, the whole backstory of just getting this album made and everything that went through with all the problems with the files and all that. And it's just almost like breathing new life into this album. And, you know, here it is. And radio stations, if you're listening, get this on your playlist. Stop messing around. This should be in rotation right now. So we can go in the car with the kids and turn this on.
Yeah, I think that's a clean song. I'm pretty sure it's clean.
Yeah.
I mean, most of my songs are, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't remember too many cusses on here. If there were, I didn't catch them, or I didn't remember them because it wasn't the focus.
Right. You know, I try to use cusses. I mean, I try not to use cusses, but if I have to use them, I try to be slick with it. It's not because it's a lack of thought or lack of vocabulary. It's more just me word playing and trying to be slick with it.
Right. I mean, exactly. You know, with kids and stuff, and I'm even learning, I have to curb myself every now and then because I want to say something, and... it's like, I got to learn a different word. I got to talk like Ned Flanders or something. I don't know. And you're an educator, too. So, I mean, you've got to, you know, beyond the house, I mean, outside of your home, you're also around the youth. And, you know, you've got to watch yourself. I'm not saying you were cussing a lot before, but if you were, you definitely got to be careful. And even just little things you might say you don't even think are maybe offensive or might, you know, a kid might hear and think of it in a certain way. Like, oh, I can't even say this. It's not even something I thought was bad before. But, wow, I can't even say that either.
That's a very good point, man. And it even applies to, like, the things that I post on social media.
Oh, like, big time. Yeah.
You know, and I'm in these classrooms teaching kids, you know, how to put words together. And when it's the older kids, like the high school kids, and I know they want to cuss.
Yeah, right.
You know, but it's just like, yeah, just you can work on that song where you want to cuss outside of my class. You know, for this class, we're not focused on that. So I try to practice what I preach and really minimize the unnecessary, you know, vulgar stuff.
Without a doubt. And, you know, you talk about teaching, might as well get into that. And back about a year or so ago, I had Acrobatic on here, and that was one of my highlights. You know, when he said he would come on here, I was like, man, I can't even believe it. And he was telling me how he's teaching and everything. And talk about, you know, just the Boston scene and, you know, knowing guys like Mr. Liff and Acrobatic, and then, you know, just being an educator and what it's like for you, and talk about, you know, the Boston Scores program. I just gave you a lot of stuff to answer, so take your time.
Yeah,
like, that's a whole lot of stuff, man. I'm sorry, dude.
I mean, Boston is so rich. The soil is so rich. They're just talented artists, producers, MCs, break dancers, you know. It's such a small town, man. Like, we... You know, like I said, we've done well. I think being in it for a while, there's only a certain number of venues around to rock at. And even now, there's like zero venues to rock at in Boston, or maybe one or two major ones. But, you know, so you run into cats, man. You always kind of cross paths with MCs. And for the most part, man, you know, Boston cats are pretty gracious and open-armed. When it comes to like working together and collabing and stuff like that, you know, particularly more now than earlier on in the days. I think earlier on in the days, it was just like, you had your crew and you stuck with your crew, and there wasn't a lot of cross pollination going on. But as like a bunch of individual artists coming together, that first experience happened with the Knights of the Round Table, and we were all kind of living together at Insight's place, and then Mr. Liff and T. Ruckus. And then from there, we just started meeting, you know, other cats that were really doing stuff and really getting biz. You know, Edo, Ack, I didn't meet Ack until, I don't even know when I met Ack. That was probably during the Inebriated Rhythm. Oh, we did a show down at City Hall. So Boston had its first annual, like, Peace and Unity Fest, big-ass hip-hop concert. And they brought in, like, a bunch of OGs, like Big Daddy Kane and... Salt and Pepper.
Wow.
And MC Light. It was real dope, man.
Yeah.
Something that Boston never seen before. And you know, they picked like the 10 hottest groups at the time to perform on stage, and we were one of them, and Acrobatic was one of them. I think that was the first time I met Ack. And then, you know, we crossed paths ever since frequently, but probably more so in the education field than the hip hop world. So, you know, we connected and worked together on a nonprofit called Seventh Element, where we it was like us and then Flow Lords. So Lena was also a part of that.
Nice.
We would go up into the community, community centers, YMCAs, after school programs. We provide, you know, breakdancing classes, rhyming, you know, the history of hip hop and rap, and actually putting songs together and shooting videos for him and stuff like that. So I think now he's like a professor at UMass Boston.
I believe so, yeah.
Teaching hip hop. So that's like, you know, you see the evolution of cats. And then I see Insight, he's doing big things with like real estate right now. You know, same thing with Mr. Liff. So it's cool, man. It's a small city, but we're all pretty much connected and interconnected. And, you know, I think we all kind of inspire each other and keep pushing each other. Just in different ways, especially now in adult life. Like, I'm having real estate conversations with Insight,
which are important, man. I mean, yeah, you need to know those things besides just, you know, a new track. You know, those are just as important.
Right. For sure. Especially as we get older, man, because we're not no young bucks. The hip hop is what it is. Like, you know, the money's not great, especially when you're not touring and everyone's streaming and not downloading. A plug to download my album. Stream is cool too, but download it, you know?
Definitely.
But yeah, you know, we got to eat, man. We got to plan for the future. And I got kids I got to put through college, and, you know. So yeah, we got to start thinking about investment and these other things that adults actually do and think about. We don't just rap. Like, we got to invest in ourselves and our future as well.
That's just as important, like you said, as anything else. And as you know, you always think about, like, back in the day, you know, you always wonder if the cats get paid correctly for music they were making, and, you know, talk about all publishing rights and things like that. And I think now everybody's kind of independent as it is, but the money stream is not the same. So there's, like, there's a lot of pros and cons to everything. How tough is it being an independent artist? I mean, is it, I'm sure it's good, because obviously you could do what you want. You don't have to worry about, you know, record label stuff coming at you and telling you how to put out an album or how to perform or anything like that. But at the same time, you know, the promotion and everything, is it hard to do all that on your own for the most part?
Yeah, it is, you know, to a certain extent, you know, and I think I've had both experiences now, where I've been on a label with, like, Lewis Recordings, and I've been independent. And, you know, I prefer independence. You know, you just got to, it took me a while to figure out, like, the steps, the complete steps. And
right.
Like, all right, yeah, I can record shit at home, but how do I make it sound good? You know, I need people to mix and master. So, you know, you got to add people to the team that specialize in these things. And, you know, a lot of cats don't even care about mixing and mastering, but that's a part of it. And you got to promote, you know. I'm fortunate now where, you know, I got Jerry Graham helping me out with some publicity.
Salute
stuff.
To Jerry. Yeah. Big up to him.
You know, big ups to Jerry Graham for sure. And I've also been around for 15, 20 years now. So, you know, I think that also helps. My albums, for the most part, have been consistent as far as just, like, being solid projects. I feel like each album gets better and better. So that definitely helps. But, yeah, man, you can't be an independent artist and cut corners or just think it's going to happen by overnight, or, you know, think you can't put in the work to push and promote it or even invest money into it. I got vinyl coming. I got the test press, actually, right here. The Mailman just came.
Oh, man. go ahead and promote all of that, man. So you got the vinyl, you know, for this album?
Yeah, the vinyl is here. You know, I pressed it out of my own pocket.
Man.
Manufacturing it, you know, had to get a barcode so that everything could track. In doing so, created my own kind of record label. So there's, you know, the independence thing is dope. If you understand what you're doing and you're ready to commit and invest your time and most likely some dollars into it.
Yeah, and it's got to be more personable too, because you're having a direct relationship with fans that want to get the product from you. And how could they get this vinyl, man? Is it out yet? You said it's not quite ready?
Yeah, we had to reject the first test presses. The vinyl should have came out with the album on May 7th, but when we got the test press, there was this weird bump at the start of side B, and we just couldn't let that fly. So rather than press up a bunch of vinyls that we know, you know, may have some issues, we rejected it, and therefore the vinyl's delayed like a month. But
right.
I got a distribution deal through Traffic Entertainment, Traffic Distribution, and they're going to handle all of the distribution of the vinyl worldwide. So, you know, you could always check out Dagger.com. I'll definitely keep my website up to date as far as when the vinyl's here and when it's available through Traffic. I'll also have a handful of copies, you know, here at the house. I know Real have, you know, some copies at his crib too, where we can do stuff through Bandcamp and send stuff directly. But that's just more trips to the post office, and that's just more money being spent, and I'd rather utilize that for the distributor.
Gotcha. Yeah, so got to be on the lookout for that. Make sure you guys go to the website, Dagger.com, and he'll keep you updated on when you can get that vinyl. And of course, you can get the album now, streaming-wise. I've been saying since the top, this is a great album. Really good. I want to get back to a couple things on the album, too. Another joint on here, To All That, was another classic, you know, I heard on here. I was like, man, this is another banger. Talk about that record.
Thank you. Yeah, man, I was just like, I don't know, I was tired of, like, the Weed Man, like, always just, like, playing games with me and chasing this cat, like, and that's really what it was. So, you know, I think we were playing around with it one day.
Right.
And we were like, man, this dude never, I'm tired of chasing this dude. So at the time when I made this hook, I had a band called Project Tree, and it was just like at a rehearsal one day, and we started playing around with the chorus. I started playing around with the chorus, and you know, to all the good baby's fathers, all the ganja man just keeping your orders. And it was just like a simple thought that ended up, I don't know, once I did the chorus, it seemed kind of catchy, And then we just kind of, I just ran with that, man. I just wanted it to be like a raw joint. I know there's heads out there that, you know, have similar pains when it comes to like the weed man and all that. You know, I know we got dispensaries everywhere.
I was going to say, I mean, you might not need the weed man anymore, but yeah, that's a probably different problem.
Yeah, but, you know.
Yeah, stand in line.
Like extra taxes and stuff with the dispensary. I guess there's a convenience back or a convenience value to that.
Right.
But, yeah, man, that's to anybody, like, always chasing the weed man and just weed man always playing games that he's going to be here at 8 o'clock and it's 4 o'clock. You still ain't heard from him.
That's great. It's like somebody who used to get that really good coffee. Oh, for real, man. It's like somebody used to get that like Juan Valdez type coffee and now he's at Starbucks. He's like, damn it. You know, I used to chase the coffee man around. I think that's kind of what it's probably like, I guess. You know, I'm trying to think of like another way to look at it. But yeah, the dispensary game, it's, I can't even see what that's like. I haven't been to one yet, but I see them on the news and there's lines around the corner and all that. And a new one just popped up today. And it's like, all right, cool.
All right.
Well, hopefully you don't have too many problems catching that dude. but even though, even if you did,
I got a couple lined up now, and
there you go.
We got a whole process in place. It's fine, but it was more kind of like a fun. Started off as a fun concept, and you know, once we laid some verses to it, it kind of came out pretty dope. And that sample, that whatever Real did on that, like. It just kind of gave it that rawness. I don't know, man.
He did his thing on it. And, hey, Weed Man, if you're listening, thank you for not getting back to him in time because we got a cool song out of it. So appreciate you. Thank you. Keep running.
now he's going to start calling me. Watch.
Yeah, of course. It's like, I heard that song, man.
Did you talk about me on that track?
Right. Man. And, you know, another track I wanted to bring up here with Black Trucks, Rusty Jux, man. That's just a straight, like, there it is. It's right in your face hip-hop song. Man, that's just, I like that record a lot, man. Talk about working with him and that song.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites, too. That beat just screamed Rusty's name all over it. And I had a concept with, like, you know, Black Trucks, you know, me driving around in a black truck just with some kind of like GPS monitor, just finding all the whack ass MCs and just kind of destroying them. I had a verse. I reached out to Rusty. We just straight cold called him. You know, I mean, we recorded this in maybe 2016.
Oh, that's right. You said this is one of the songs that was on the files originally, right? That got damaged
exactly,
or lost. Okay.
Exactly. Oh, and thankfully, he didn't have to send us new vocals. Like his vocals were like in the 15% that were actually still there.
Oh, good.
So that was dope. But yeah, I came up with the concept. I wrote the first verse. We kind of reached out to him on some cold call shit. He actually responded. He thought the beat was fire. He liked the concept. And then we just went from there, man. After he sent his first verse, I was just like, yo, this shit got to go first.
Yeah, right?
I was like, yeah, Jukes on the radio. And then we connected after that. We kind of came up with the chorus. And then he was like, yo, I'll do a second verse. He's like, I need to do a second verse on this.
That really set the song off when there's another one, yeah.
Yeah, so we kind of built that. It was like verse, then the chorus, then the verse, and then the second verse. So we built that over like 2 or 3 weeks. But I love how it came out, man.
No, it's great. You don't hear a lot of features where they have two verses on a song. So I thought it was like an extra, you know, when I heard it, I'm like, man, that's really cool how they kind of went back and forth like that. That made me, you know, enjoy the song even more because I got more Rusty and obviously, of course, you as well. And it was just, it just really made the song on the next level as a listener. So yeah, salute to you guys for that one.
Word. Thank you, man. Yeah, I'm not heavy on features too. So like, if it's going to be a feature, like, I don't want to sound like it's something that was just emailed over to me. Like, let's collab and let's work on this. You know, let's compose something. Like, don't just send me a verse. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's how I like to roll. And I'm just appreciative of that dude and just easy to work with and just a professional, man. I like the way he rolls.
Yeah, that's the best part about it is, like, it wasn't just your typical feature, like you said, and it's 5 years in the making. And here it is. I just, everybody listening, I mean, definitely go check out this album, DA to the G. And I want to ask you about a couple songs that are not on this album, some other songs I heard. This one I really like, this new Old Me one. And there's a couple verses I got to bring up, you know, All Business when you're sipping on the Guinness, because Guinness is my favorite drink. So that definitely salute for that one. Although I haven't drank it that much since the baby was born, I'll be honest.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're going to have your days. It's coming back soon.
Oh, okay. Because I thought they were done. I was like,
yeah,
that's it.
Double fold. the new Old Me, that was like, is that something off my, I think that's something on my,
it's on your SoundCloud. That's where I found it. Yeah.
Yeah. That was just a song. I don't know. I write a lot, man. And I think I was just going through this, you know, metamorphosis, this butterfly effect. Like I'm growing my locks back. I'm just, you know, I'm in a nice groove with the music, with work, just professionally and everything. So I think at that time I was just like, yeah, it's just more of a reflective kind of piece. But the beat is like an industry beat. It was just something I was just playing around with.
Got
in
you.
The studio, and I actually liked the way it came out, so I just threw it on my SoundCloud.
Well, I was wondering when it came out, because you had a verse in there, you said free shots like a vaccine. I'm like, whoa, I just got mine. So I'm like,
yo, that's crazy.
And I was like, did he just, yeah, is this new or is this old? Because I couldn't tell. I was trying to research it. That, man, you're on some Nostradamus type shit, man. Salute.
Yo, they've been trying to give us vaccines. They've been coming up an excuse to give us vaccines for the last 25 years, man. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Bird flu, swine flu, SARS.
All of it. I mean, basically, after you're born, you're going to the doctor every 3 months to get vaccines. I mean, that's all they do is stick needles in you. So, man.
Yeah, man. I got some feelings towards vaccines. It's probably not the popular vote, but, you know, ever since my daughter was diagnosed, she's on the spectrum. And I just been doing a lot of research, man. And everything just seems to point towards vaccines. Just the rate of kids on the spectrum now versus like the 70s. And yeah, it's just pretty wild, man. I don't know what the hell. Sometimes I feel like we just like guinea pigs sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That, no, without a doubt on that one. And yeah, I mean, I did mine. I did my duty, but yeah, I'm not going to sit here pretend like I know anything about it. You know, I don't know what they're sticking in me necessarily. I'm supposed to do it. So I did it, but
yeah,
there is that little bit of doubt, you know?
I'm around kids. I really should get it. I just want to hold off, man. Just for a little bit. Like, you know, I wasn't in the high risk category in the first place. You know, I'm in my 40s. I'm pretty healthy. I wear a mask. I don't get close to anybody really, but you know, I never even had a flu vaccine, man. So I just,
dude, I got my first one last December, the flu vaccine. So I'm right there with you. I was never that dude. And all of a sudden, like, here I am.
Right.
You know, because I think it's the right thing. I'm not 100% sure, but I did it. But yeah, you're right. I never got a flu vaccine. I never did any of that stuff. I never really got sick. So I never felt I needed these things. But yeah, as things get crazy, I'm just like, uh-oh, you know.
Yeah, no, man. I'm happy for anyone that got the vaccine that gives them any kind of sense of relief or, like, comfort, man. Like, for sure, for sure. I'm definitely not knocking that shit. And
right.
I won't completely rule it out. I just wanted to play out a little bit. And I'm certainly not giving it to my kids. Like, they're already pushing that shit now.
Yeah, it's like 12 years old now they're talking, and I'm just like, the age is getting lower and lower. No.
Yeah.
Not for
so
kids.
We'll see. I'm just not in a rush, man. Like, let's just see what happens September, October. I got tickets to go to Disney World in September, and I feel like they're going to tell me I can't get on the plane unless we're vaccinated. So,
right.
You know, and then that's going to be a whole other separate issue. It's like, do I get vaccinated or do I fight for my rights? You know what I mean?
Right. Or drive.
Yeah,
third option.
Hell no. Yeah. Not with the twins, man.
That's a long ass drive, man.
Oh, my goodness.
I think the farthest I drove was from Chicago to Atlanta, and that was, man, that was a long time. But it was worth it. It was great. Yeah, that's about the same amount of time, I'm guessing, roughly. No, yours is probably farther. Boston to Florida? Oh, yeah, that's definitely farther, I think. But, man, with kid? Oh, no way.
Yeah. I did that once before when my oldest daughter was younger. And I think it took me like 3 days, two nights. First stop in Delaware, and then we stopped in one of the Carolinas or something like that. But yeah, I wouldn't recommend that.
No. There it is. You heard it here. He said, I would not recommend it. And I don't either.
Yeah.
It's only if they give you a hard time about getting on the plane. Then it's like, tickets. Damn it. Man. A couple of the songs I asked you about real quick before I let you go. You brought up Salt and Pepper earlier, and there's that song Nice. You know, that one is another one I hope people go out there and seek it out. The Mike Sounds Nice kind of remix version you guys did. That's another banger.
Oh, man. You did some homework.
Oh, know? I have to, of course. Yeah, yeah, man.
Yeah, so that joint I did with my man Algebra, who's in a group called Black Mandine, another group from Boston. They're on Spit Slam? They're on Public Enemy's label, or Chuck D's label. But yeah, man, that was actually a remix. That was another joint that Real got his paws on. It's just like, yeah, nah, let me remix that. And then he brought in a Salt and Pepper sample.
Nice.
And it kind of included that in the beat. But yeah, that was our little homage to, to Salt and Pepper, man. And to, I always try to do that in a lot of my songs. Just give a mention or something, man, just to acknowledge those that did this before.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. And of course, you being an educator, I had to do my homework. You would have caught me red-handed, like, hey, man. Do you even know who I am? You put me on this show. You don't even know anything about me. So that's not good, man. Definitely have to do my homework.
Hey, Jerry, what's up with this mock, dude?
Yeah, he's a clown. Jerry, don't ever book me for this idiot again. Moron. How did this guy get acrobatic on his show? This guy's an idiot. Another one that I saw it on SoundCloud, Caribbean Festival. Beat on that one, and just no holds barred on that track.
Oh, thank you. So that is a joint that I...
There it is.
I got some production skills. Every time I make a beat or a song, Real just remixes it. So
he just takes what you did, like, well, let me fix that. Yeah,
he's keeping me in place.
Sounds like when I make the bed and she's like, you didn't do this right. These pillows go... I'm like, all right, just do it then. Yeah. I'm not doing it. I'm out here.
He's like, yo, that's dope. But send it to me. Okay.
And it's a different song.
Yeah. But that joint, it was actually a loop that I found. Not that I found, but it's a loop off of a Kool and the Gang joint, actually called Caribbean Festival. But there's a section of the record where you could actually juggle it back and forth from the left to right turntable. And nice. That's pretty much what I did to create that beat. And then there was a separate section that I used for the chorus, but again, I didn't put that out. It's a pretty known sample. I just was playing around with it and threw it on my SoundCloud, and I'm probably gonna start throwing more stuff up on my SoundCloud, because I got a whole library of stuff that just has not been heard over the years or included in albums or projects. So that's definitely something else to look forward to, as well as the DA to the G.
Where can most people find music that you have out now? Obviously, SoundCloud's one place, but as far as anywhere else, your website is probably your main one, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I think my website is the nucleus. Everything kind of is connected to that, the Instagram, the Twitter, but I would utilize Dagger.com as the central base to get all your latest updates and tidbits and whatever else.
And where can they follow you on Twitter, Instagram, and all that?
It's just The Real Dagger on Instagram, on IG, The Real Dagger. On Twitter, it's That Kid Dag.
And real quick, before I let you go, the cover art for DA to the G with the tree and everything, did you design that? What was the concept with that?
So my man Kagan McLeod created that. He drew that. And I presented the concept to him. He actually did some work on my video. It's called Wild Fellow, off the Noises the Trigger album. It's a dope animated video that he worked on. He worked on that. But yeah, so I reached out to him. I had this concept. I just, I've been here. I've been dropping projects pretty consistently for the last 20 years. A lot of features, a lot of touring. And I just feel like, my name still is kind of underneath the radar. So I just had this concept of like a hip hop forest but like this tree that's just, you know, you can tell it's been there for a while, but you can also tell it's firmly rooted and it ain't going nowhere. That was just kind of like the concept behind it. I know when I first mentioned it to Rail, he's like, "Oh, so you want to be a tree?"
Yes. And,
yeah, kind of. I always just wanted to be a tree. Yeah.
Not smoke trees, be a tree. Yeah.
Right. But yeah, he executed on that, man. And I just, I kind of also just want to leave it up to the viewer to interpret, you know, what the cover means to them. But to me, it's just like, this was a statement album. I never released a self-titled album before. So there's a reason why I self-titled it. And there's a reason why I chose that artwork. And there's a reason why it took 7 years for it to come out. So
right.
I think the packaging is just appropriate, and I think I know what the vinyl's here. It's going to look fire with the you know,
man,
the actual artwork, and just you can touch it, you can grab it. So yeah, props to Kagan McLeod on that. He took my face, and he just, I don't know how he did that, man. But
it's cool, man. Yeah, it definitely looks. I feel like it's like a cool looking, like not a cartoon, but it definitely feels like the vibe of the album. And I'm glad the album wasn't called So You Want to Be a Tree. I'm glad that wasn't at all the title of the album.
Right.
Oh, man. That'll be the remix album. But I definitely need to cop that vinyl when it's out, man. So I'm definitely going to be bugging you and following you and see when you post about it so I can grab a copy, because I definitely need one in my hands. This was a really great album, man.
I appreciate that, man. I got you. I got you for sure.
No doubt, man. Big up for coming on the show. And this is an honor having you on. And like I said, people listening, go follow him. Go check out Daga.com. And this album, DA to the G, is just one of my favorite albums of the year. It's only, you know, mid-May or whatever. But yeah, this is right there in line with everything I've heard.
Much love. Infinite Banter, man. I definitely appreciate this. This is like a really fun conversation. I've been having a lot of these little interviews, man, but this was.
Oh, cool.
I don't know. It's like I was kicking it with a homie. So
man. I try not to be too, I don't want to say professional, because that'd be bad. But definitely, you know, try to make it more like, you know, just two people talking instead of just, you know, run down a bunch of questions and, you know, what's your favorite food or whatever. Like, that's boring. Or, you know, who's your favorite MC? Who's your top 10? Like, that's whatever, man. Ain't going nowhere with that. So, man, salute.
I love it, man.
Man, you know, real quick, I'll ask you, when I had Acrobatic on, of course, me and him are big wrestling fans. You at all mess with wrestling, or is that not a thing?
Man, I was a big wrestle fan back in the day, but then it turned into like some kind of soap opera over the years.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, man. I mean, Coco Beware, Iron Sheik, like, that was my era, man. Like,
The 80s, yeah.
You know, the Ric Flairs, all that, man. I remember going to the Garden and seeing Andre the Giant.
Wow.
As a shorty, my dad brought me with a Celtics playing. Yeah, man, I don't know. It took a turn, though, man. It got too Hollywood.
It is now, big time. They just had zombies in a match on Sunday, so it was bizarre to promote some zombie movie that just came out. So, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know what's happening. but I know when I was talking with Ak, we were talking about WrestleMania and stuff, and we were like, man, stuff is just not the same, man. Something's falling off a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it happens in every genre at some point. But I'm sure there's still some authentic.
Oh, yeah. No, there's some guys that are really good. And the women wrestling, too. I mean, they're all, there's definitely some athleticism and some real talent. But, yeah, not like when we grow up in the 80s. It's a different era for sure, man.
Oh, man. Ultimate Warrior, my dude.
Yeah, I was just watching the Macho Man biography on A&E the other day, and I was like, man, this dude was classic. I mean, he's one of the all-time greats.
Yo, Vice does a lot of shows on
behind the scenes. Dark Side of the Ring. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they don't end well. They're always, like, the worst story. Like, it's always, you know, then this happened, and like, oh, man. But, you know, that's unfortunate wrestling. There's a lot of, you know, even in hip-hop, you know, we've lost some legends in the last just 3 or 4 months here. You know, there's so many stories and things to tell about things like that's happened. So, hey, thanks again for coming on here, man. Appreciate it. Everybody listening, definitely go check out this album, DA to the G. And, you know, salute to you for coming on here. Really appreciate it, man.
Yo, I appreciate it. Nothing but peace, man, and love, man, and hopefully we can do it again soon.
Oh, for sure. Anytime you need to promote something, you got a new album coming out, you know, definitely, you know, let me know, let Jerry know, and you're always welcome to come back, man, without a doubt.
Appreciate you, man.
All right, thanks, dude.
Bye, brother.
Yeah, such an honor talking to Dag. I really, really like talking to guys like him. You know, they go through so much just to get an album made, you know, more than a, you know, just, not just time and years, but just technical malfunctions and having to re-record things. And I'm sure people out there listening who work in music and produce and things, I'm sure there's always some sort of obstacle that you have to get over to get something finished. I mean, with this podcast, I remember there was an interview I did with Drake Hobbs almost 2 years ago, and the file saved in the wrong format. I don't know why I didn't save as an MP3, and I couldn't figure it out. And shout out to my guy DJ Real One, he was able to fix it, but it brought me back to that. And you know, you put so much effort into something and you record it and you get it ready, and then you go to finish it or put it out or whatever, and you realize something's wrong. And there's no feeling worse than that. So definitely salute to Dagga for getting that thing situated. And it all worked out. This album is really good, and it was definitely worth the wait. So let's play another song from that album, DA to the G. This song right here is called Follow Me. Like this song a lot. We talked about it in the interview. Really, really good song. Definitely go out there and cop that album, DA to the G, and follow Dagga on social media at The Real Dagga, D-A-G-H-A, and go to Dagga.com. That is D-A-G-H-A. Here we go. Follow Me from his new album, DA to the G, on the Infinite Banter Podcast.
You wanna know about me? 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 You wanna know about me?
Me?
These are two shots from Tupac, one shot, I two cop, two rock, the heat rock from up top to Bangkok, with Biggie, Google, Miguel, piece of Zulu. I'm fooling with a UU, consonate, just a doodle. Now who you? A rapper, dapper brother trying to make it. Jimmy Cat, ghetto prejudice, unracist. Simple in the basis, untouched relations. Me and my Adidas travel far, many places. Beside catching cases, working on a hustle. Tired of a struggle, ain't need money, just a struggle. For trouble, I'm a beast with a piece tucked deep. Catch me on the street with your freak late night, week for keeps. I'ma take this, that, and then some. Stacking up those ones for a steady income. Now run and Google up my name and my aliens. Add me on your Twitter, Instagram, at your aliens.
Follow me. If you wanna know who I be, follow me. If this music moves deep, follow me. If you wanna know who I be, follow me.
If this music moves deep, follow me. If you wanna know who I be, follow me.
What's up on WhatsApp? Attach gifts, select tracks on the gram. Fuck with fam, cause fake fans full of spam. I don't snap, I don't chat, never post from the flat. No DMs, no PMs, just GMs on the map. Facebook to FaceTime, I face mine face to face. Flick a pick up a quick when I travel place to place. From my space to high stakes, Christians mingling, black planets. Filthy trash, checking ass. DAG understands it. Hotmail, AOL, MSN, Yahoo. Googling the earth message, Tyrone like Bob. Do my timeline, tells the tale. Every tweet for the streets as we leak with the heat. Release beast on beats, running circles, keep it cautious till it simmers straight. Still my circles multiply by the figure eights. Broke fakes wanna do all that hooting and hollering. My name ain't Rockin', but you can keep on following.
Follow me, if you wanna know who I be, follow me.
If this music moves deep, follow me.
If you wanna know who I be, follow me.
If this music moves deep, follow me.
If you wanna know who I be, follow me.
If this music moves deep, follow me.
To a state of bliss, you play the mix. I'll ask why like Jada Kiss.
Follow me.
But first, follow yourself. If it ain't in the follicles, it's volatile, not probable.
Don't follow me.
If you need to call an audible, if you cherish solitude, then
follow me.
She's back in 89. Never mind swine. I don't even swallow beef on loose leaf I design.
Yeah, you already know who it is. It's your boy Eddie Kane, man. I'm with DJ Soundwave. Don't play yourself, man. You tuned in to Infinite Banter Podcast. Stay locked. You know the best is here, baby. Yeah.
Make sure you check out the Have You Seen It podcast.
Have you ever wondered what shows are like in foreign countries, but the language barrier is what stopped you from giving them a chance? My name's Maggie, and I host the podcast Have You Seen It, where I talk about TV shows from countries all around the world. If you're like me, you spend more time on Netflix looking for something to watch than actually watching something. So if you don't want to spend time scrolling through Netflix or even Hulu, check out my podcast for some show suggestions. I talk about the plots, tell you who the cast is, what I liked and what I didn't like about the shows, and I also throw in some fun facts about each country, tell you where in the world the show takes place, how close they are to any other shows that I've already covered, mention any cultural differences or similarities that I noticed, and my favorite part are the words and phrases that I picked up while watching these shows. You can check out Have You Seen It on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, and most other places you listen to your favorite podcasts. You can follow the podcast on Twitter and Instagram at official HYSI. That's OFFICIALHYSI. And make sure to like the Facebook page at facebook.com/official HYSI. Let me help you find your new favorite show.
What's going on? It's Mighty Healthy, aka the grimiest nobody. You're rocking with Infinite Banter with DJ Soundwave.
Time for you to leave, assholes.
That is Kirk Acevedo telling me it is time to go, and that is exactly what I'm going to do. He's always trying to kick me out of here, trying to tell me, hey, it's Memorial Day weekend coming up, get the hell out of there, stop doing this podcast thing, and go outside, because it's nice out. And he's right. It's like 88 degrees here in the Chicago area, so I need to get out of the studio here, aka the dining room. But before I get out of here, I brought it up at the beginning of the episode. So the other day, someone said to me, you know, hey, when you're bored, you shouldn't twiddle your thumbs. And I know that's like an old time thing. Nobody ever really says that. And like, hey, you're not working. What are you doing twiddling your thumbs? And that's one of those things that people say all the time. I put it out there. Like, I don't even know how to twiddle my thumbs. I barely even know what that is. And let's put it like this. If I'm ever bored, you know what I'm not doing is twiddling my thumbs. I'm usually looking on my phone or yawning. I may do that if I'm bored, but I'm definitely not twiddling my thumbs. You might even hear somebody say something like, hey, stop scratching your ass and get back to work. Or, you know, what are you doing? Just picking your nose? Like, you know what? You know, when I pick my nose, you know when I do it? When there's something in there, I don't have to be bored to do it. I could be in the middle of something exciting and then I got to pick it. Or if my ass is itchy, I'm going to scratch it. It has nothing to do with being bored at work or trying to get paid and not do any work and that's what I'm doing instead. Like, I never understood how people say that stuff. And anyway, you know what? I don't really do those things, to be honest, because I wash, you know, but it's just so silly. But when someone brought it up the other day, this whole twiddling the thumbs thing, I had to like shut it down. I'm like, I don't twiddle my thumbs when I'm bored. When I'm bored, you know what I do? Nothing. I just sit and do nothing and stare at my phone. That's the equivalent of twiddling my thumbs or scratching my butt or whatever you want to call what somebody does when they're not working hard or not in the middle of something. Nah. No, that's stupid. Nobody scratches their ass on their butt. Well, if there are people who do that, then, you know, a salute to you, I guess. Just don't touch me. All right, that's it for the Infinite Banter podcast. Once again, big up to Dagga. I'm sure he loves being on an episode where I talked about this stuff. go check out his new album, DA to the G. It's a real banger. Going to play one more song before we get out of here. But yeah, salute to him. Go to Dagga.com. Cop that album, and the vinyl should be coming up shortly. Can't wait to get that. I want to plug a couple other albums that are out there. My guy Jason Griff, who's been on the show a few times, his new album Fireside Chats just dropped. Been listening to that. You will not hear an album anything like that. Basically, kind of like a punk rock hip-hop album. So the samples and the tracks are rock feel. Guests that have been on this show are on the tracks. He's got Alaska, Alex Ludovico, Zilla Rocca, all have been on the show. And of course, a Sky Point from our guy Scorsese, who's on a track. And there's also a bonus remix of that song that he's on. So really good to hear him on a song. And definitely check out that new album from Jason Griff, Fireside Chats. I posted about it on Instagram, so definitely go check it out. And Universal Tongues Part 2 with M-Doc Diego, Manzu Beats. And you will be here at M-Doc on the next episode that I do, as well as DBTZ of Manzu Beats. I look forward to having them both on here. Talk about that album. Really good stuff. That album features a track, Tango and Cash, which everybody needs to go check out as soon as you stop listening to this podcast. All right, that's it for me. Follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Infinite Banter Podcast. Go to YouTube. Type in Infinite Banter, search for clips from past guests, and definitely listen to the show on all streaming platforms that you do it. Rate and review on Apple Podcasts and Podchaser. That's it for me. Before we go, let's play one more song from Dagga. This right here is featuring Rusty Jux. This is Black Trucks, man. This is a banger right here. Happy Memorial Day. Get out, go do some grilling, do whatever you got to do, celebrate. So here we go. Dagga, Black Trucks, featuring Rusty Jux of his new album, DA to the G. That's it for the show. Until I do another one of these, I'm out.
Hey, asshole, get off the road.
style up. You can smell a stench when the body starts to pile up. Whoa, pearl handle grip on a Dillinger. Wild Villager, popping out a Pillinger. The crowd mover, I wear the whole club out. You washed up, I tear the whole tub out. Rub out a rapper trying to rule my spot. Stupid ass nigga act like a fool to get shot. Get the drop on him, grab the big submachine, let it pop on him. Nigga gotta get the cream, I'm a trill nigga. No adjectives or conservatives. Hong Kong niggas, niggas don't deserve to live. Fuck that, these rappers taking up space. Get fucked at, homie murder was the case. Yeah, look straight down brackets. Loud racket for letting off the racket.
I clap a rapper in a trap house, slap him in the crack mouth. Gas to the skull cap, see you black before they trap out. Stab with a dagger blade for talking all reckless. With the words he took to the spleen, niggas catch a tetanus. It's like he's playing Tetris with the living walking dead. Dropping bombs, falling arms, leg a leg a arm heads. I see the color red in my city, what a pity. Red dots, red blocks, red socks, red fox. Too gritty on the tape, real hit him with the break. Niggas moving like some birds, hit him with the shake and bake. My hand game intimidates, pound for pound, watch your weight. I feel the wrath of a blast for my special 38. What's today's math weight? Niggas giving bad dates, sitting at the round table while the squares depreciate. WTF, LMAO, abbreviate, LOL, what the hell, Rock Bell since 88.
When them boys pulling up in the black truck, your time's up.
Don't even press your luck, cuz
your time's up.
3, 2, 1, what's up?
Your time's up.
Fucking limelight, get your rhymes right.
Them boys pulling up in them black trucks,
your time's up.
Don't even press your luck, cuz
your time's up.
3, 2, 1, what's up?
You know what crime it is.
On that grind light, so get your mind right.
I be cooling while I'm ruling, always schooling you dummy. Dutch full of perp and my cup real rummy. Rappers run from me like the DT's pulled up. Got a Glock in the stock and it's pulled up. Squeeze out, the cats get peeled out. Rusty jokes when I spit what I feel out. If you ain't got that gift, you ain't got it. Dogs always bark that shit till I shot it.
If you talk, it better walk it hard, boy, though you runny. I might crack a smile, but ain't a damn thing funny. Crime scene bloody, took the shoes with the laces. Left no evidence, no fingerprints and no traces. I'm good with the red, even higher with the fire. But that guap when I set that clock, niggas expire. Blindfolded, hard tied stuff in the twin matches. When the boys pulling up, ain't no question that the gats bust.
When them boys pulling up in the black truck, your time's up. Don't even press your luck, cuz
time's up. 3, 2, 1, what's up?
Fucking limelight, get your rhymes right.
Them boys pulling up in them black trucks,
your time's up.
Don't even press your luck, cuz
your time's up.
3, 2, 1, what's up?
You know what crime it is.
On that grind light, so get your mind right.
Being on the Infinite Banner with my man Mark has been a pleasure.